Okay, today we're going to learn Arachin Daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on Daf Tes Vavam Beis. We are at Heichi Dami Lishna Bisha. So today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him again so very much for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi. So we are at Heichi Dami Lishna Bisha. The Gemara is going to talk about what kind of speech is considered to be Lashon Hara. And then the Gemara is going to speak about cases where you're not even allowed to praise somebody else because of what it might lead to, and the Gemara is going to bring certain memros relating to negaim and specifically negaim that come about because of other averos and not only because of lashon hara. We're going to identify what each of the big day kahuna is mechaper for, that they're each mechaper for different averos, and we're going to bring a lot of different memros that are shayich to the tzara'as, that relate to tzara'as and to memros that relate to the connection between tzara'as and lashon hara. And then on Amud Beis we're going to talk about the mitzvah of tochacha, of being mochiach somebody else, of giving musr to somebody else when they're doing something wrong, what the limits of that mitzvah are. And we're going to say that even if a person is mochiach somebody and the guy doesn't listen, you have to keep on being mochiach him. So we're going to discuss what the shear is, how long do you have to keep on being mochiach him. And then the Gemara is going to discuss similar concept when the Chum say lo yishana ha'adam es ha'achsan yishalo, that a person should always try to stay at the same hotel. To what extent, how long, how bad do the accommodations have to be where we're still going to insist, sorry, you still got to stay at the same place. So the Gemara is going to bring a memra that's similar to that at the end as well. So the idea of Achsan Yishalo is going to bring us through the end of the Daf. So let's begin on Daf Tes Vav and Beis. Heichi Dami Lishna Bisha. What kind of speech is considered to be Lashon Hara and therefore Aser to say? So Amar Rabba Kegonda Amar Ika Nura Beplanya. If a person says, oh, this house always has fire in it, so it sounds like you're saying that he's a rich person and there's always fire in his house to cook things, and he's still not being Mahana other people, he's not sharing it with other people. That's how the Marsha explains Rashi's understanding. The Marsha himself says that it's Lashon Hara because it sounds like that person is a gluttonous person, not that he's a stingy person. But the point is, he's got a lot going on in his house, and there's something wrong with that. So Rashi understands something wrong with that. He doesn't share it with other people. The Marsha understands that he has so much food being cooked in his house constantly, and it must be because he's such a gluttonous person. Amalei Abaye Maika. What did the guy do? Why is that considered Lashon Hara? He's just describing the Metzias. He didn't say it B'derech Lashon Hara. He's describing that's the way that household runs. Ella the Mapik B'lishon Bisha Damer Heich Mishtakach Nura Ella Beplanya Di'ika B'sar V'kavri. Now we're talking about where he said it in a derech of Lashon Hara, because he said, where can you find fire constantly if not for this guy's house? Because that guy always has basar and dagim. He always has all these different foods in his house, and that's much more of a derech genai. Says Gemara, Amar Rabba, Kol Milsav de Misamra Ba'ape Mara Lesher Mishum Lashon Bisha. Anything you say in front of the guy's face is not included in the iser of Lashon Hara. So Tosos explains that this din is only when it's absolute. This din is only when it's not absolute Lashon Hara, when it's not clear, direct Lashon Hara. Meaning, if you're talking about something that could be explained one way or another, that could be viewed as a negative or viewed as a positive, so if it's the kind of thing that you would say, if you would say directly in front of the guy's face, then we know that it's clearly meant as a positive. But something that's like direct, absolute Lashon Hara, that you're not allowed to, if it's Mamish a gunus, that you're definitely not allowed to say in front of his face. In Aliyos, the Rabbeinu Yonah explains it a little different, that we're talking about a person who's being machiach someone else for the averos that he did. So when he does that in front of his face, it's clear that he doesn't want to seek some sort of sick pleasure in speaking ill of others. He's just trying to get the guy to behave better. And that's why it's not considered Lashon Hara. So Amalei Abaye Kol Shekein Chutzpah Avil Lishna Bisha. He said, what do you mean? If you say in front of the guy's face, it's not only Lashon Hara, it's Chutzpah and Lashon Hara, because you're saying something terrible directly to him. So Amalei, Anok Rabbi Yossi Sfirili, Dabar Rabbi Yossi, Miyamin Lamarti Dovar, V'chazarti Lacharei. I hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, I never said anything about a person and then had to turn around and see if the guy was there. Because whatever I would say about a person, I would say directly in front of his face as well. So Rabbah's answer to Abaye is, the fact that you're allowed to say it b'fnei the Bailim doesn't mean real Lashon Hara. It means the kind of dibur that could be interpreted in one way or the other. And Rabbi Yossi says, no matter what I would say, I would never be embarrassed to say it in front of the person himself, because that's always my intention, that it should be something that could be said in front of the person himself. So says the Gemara, by the way, the entire Sefer Chafetz Chaim with all of the details and all of the rules are based on the Rishonim, almost the entire Sefer Chafetz Chaim are based on the Rishonim on these Gemaras. And now another one, Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Kol Milsa D'Masamra Ba'apit Lasa, perhaps the most famous rule of Lashon Hara, anything that's said in front of three people, less Pamishom Lishna Bisha, is not a violation of Lashon Hara. My Taima, Chavrach Chavr Islay, the Chavrach Chavrach Chavr Islay. Once it's said in front of three people, a lot of people know each other, and the word is going to get out anyway, so it's not a violation of Lashon Hara. So Rashi is that if the Bailim said, Rashi says over here that if the Bailim said in front of three people, then it's not being Megale, it further is not Lashon Hara. The Chavetz Chaim in Hilchas Lashon Hara, Klal Beis, and Be'er Mayim Chaim Mos Gimel, is not sure what Rashi means over here. Does he mean that the Bailim was the original teller of this Lashon Hara al Chaveiro, or it means the person was saying it about himself? What does Bailim mean? Does Bailim mean the guy who originally said it in front of three people? Or does Bailim mean the guy who was about said it in front of three people? That's the suffix of the Chavetz Chaim. Rabbeinu Yonah has a different explanation of this whole heter of saying Lashon Hara in front of three people. He's saying we're talking about things that are mutter to say. You say about someone that he stole or he damaged, and you're trying to tell people stay away from this person to protect them, but hopefully trying to convince this guy to do tshuva. So even though mitzad Lashon Hara, there's no iser, but you shouldn't tell it if you're really trying to protect people, don't tell it to a single individual, because that makes it look like you're just trying to spread negative things about the person. If you really want to protect them, tell it to a group of people. So says the Gemara further now. Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar may dechziv mevarich re'eu b'kol gadol b'boker hashkem kol l'tichashiv lo, that sometimes you bless someone in public, and by the time morning comes, they consider it to be like a klala. Kigon to miklu lushpi, so a person goes to a certain host, v'toruch kamei shapir, and they work really hard to please him. L'machar nafik yasa b'shuka, the next day you go out into the marketplace, v'amar rachmana nevarich l'planya. Oh, Hashem should bless this guy. Da'achi toruch kamei, he worked so hard to give me all these good things. The shaman and she, and people are going to hear about this, and they'll understand that this person that hosted him is a wealthy guy. And once the ganavim hear that this guy is a wealthy guy, they're going to go and they're going to be mazikim. They're going to harm him, because now they know where the money is. In Maseches Brachos, however, in Daf Nun Ches, the Gemara says, O Reach Tov Mahu Omer, Kama Tirchos Torach Balabais Bishvili, how he brought me Yayin and he brought me Gluskaos, and everything he did was only Bishvili. So it sounds like you're supposed to be Mishabeach, the host. So Shidduch Beis writes, that's only when you're among righteous people, when you're among good people. But the Gemara over here is saying that you're indiscriminate about who you're saying this in front of, and you could be saying this in front of people who are not ra'oi and who are not good people. Based on that, we explain the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Gimel that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to be Mishana B'Diburo with regard to certain things. He's allowed to lie about certain things, and one of them is Ushpiza, because you don't want people to know who the host is. Then everyone's going to bother him. Everyone's going to drive him crazy. The Rashi on the Gemara in Bava Metzia explains the Gemara over there slightly differently, that a Tzur Mirabanan could be Mishana from the truth, as far as Ushpiza means, if they ask him if he was Mekabel and Besever Panim Yafos, so it's Midah Tova to be Mishana and say no, in order that more guests don't come. Not that people are going to ganve him, people are going to steal from him, or anything like that. So there are multiple interpretations in that Gemara what Ushpiza means. This Gemara is reminiscent of, it reminds me of a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. You know, there's a discussion of Moshe has in Ibris Moshe, or Deichel Gimel, Simet Sadi Hey, if there's some sort of Isir or an Avla, if a person knows Bali Chesed and Bali Tzedakah, and he tells other Aniyim or other Tzedakah organizations, you know, gives over his list that these are the people that are generous, these are the people that give Tzedakah all the time, and now they're going to go and they're going to collect by this person. So Rav Moshe points out that this Isra only applies if you tell it to Anashim Reikim. That's what Shitun Wetzel quotes from Tosos, and that's what Rashi says in his first explanation, that the chashash is that people are going to go and steal from him. But if you're telling people who are going to go and give him an opportunity to do a mitzvah, then that's not a violation. So that would be mutter. In the second parish of Rashi, Rashi says the chashash is a lot of guests are going to start coming to him until he doesn't have any money left. But even that means that they're going to be ma'anesim, because it's going to be embarrassing for the host not to treat all the other guests the way they treated the first guest, and he's not going to say, I'm unable to do this. So l'chora, according to that, maybe, says Rav Moshe, there's reason to aser sharing your list and telling who the generous people are, because you still have that chashash that because he's going to be embarrassed not to give tzedakah. However, Rav Moshe says he doesn't think that's true. He says when it comes to hosting people in your home and giving them what to eat, so it could be that a person's going to be embarrassed and he's going to want to give. But when it comes to giving money, since a large sum of money, more than normal people would give to aniyim, is unusual, it's not a busha to say that I just can't do it. It's interesting that Rav Moshe assumes that people aren't embarrassed when they can't give the way that they're expected to give. And since it's not a busha, he'll just tell you, I can't do it, and there's nothing wrong with him telling you that I can't do it. And if the guy is an usher gadol, and mistami has not yet given meiser, or he hasn't yet given a chomesh, then certainly you're allowed to be mefarsim and let people let people go to him so that he can give. Even though it's maybe mistaver that he'll be embarrassed if he can't, because we're kofa ala tzedakah. So good, let him be embarrassed a little bit if he hasn't yet given his fill of tzedakah. And he says, since b'derech klal, most people have not yet fulfilled the chiv of meiser, he thinks it's mutter to share the list. A very interesting tshuva of Rav Moshe. Tani Rav Dimi Achud Rav Safra, the olam al yisapra adam tavasar shel chavero, person shouldn't even speak good about other people, shemitok tavasa bali de ra'aso, because that often leads to speaking ill of other people. Because if you say something very complimentary about someone, you might say, oh yeah, even though he's like this, but he's also very, very good. So even though he's normally stingy, he did this very, very generous thing. So since you always add qualifiers, that's not a good thing. Igada Amri, Rav Dimi Achud Rav Safra Cholash, that Rav Dimi Achud Rav Safra got sick, all Rav Safra l'shiul, Rav Safra came to see how he was doing. Amalahu Rav Dimi said, Tesili, Dikaimi called Amar Rabbanan. Well, I don't know, I think I deserve a lot of great schar because I fulfill everything the Chum say. Amar Lei, Hami Mikayamas, Lalam Al Yisapra Adam Tavasa Shalcher, Shem Tok Tavasa Baladei Genuso, where you Mikayim this Maimar Chazal, that you should never speak good about somebody else, because through the good, people will come to understand the bad, or people will start to speak ill. I mean, you're going to tell it to someone, someone's going to say, yeah, I know he may be that good, but you should know he also isn't so great. So Amar Lehu, Lo Shmi'ali, V'yav Shmi'ali, you know what? I never heard of that Maimar Chazal, but had I heard of that Maimar Chazal, I assure you, I absolutely would have been Mekayim that Maimar Chazal. The Ben Yoyada explains the Maisa, that just like a person is not allowed to be Misaper B'Sheva Chavero, because then people will speak B'Gnuso, so too a person is not allowed to be misaper b'shevach atzmo because of that same chashash. And since they saw that Rav Dimi was being mishabeach himself, it was mekayim all divrei chachamim, they understood that he never heard this memra. So that's why they told him this memra. So that's what was going on in this gemara, according to the Ben Yoyada. Amar Rav Shobar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonason, Kol al shiva dvarim negayim b'ayim. There's actually seven averes. The most famous one is Lashon Hara, why it is that people have negayim, that people suffer from stress. But Kras actually comes as a result of seven different averos, and they are: number one, al lashon hara; number two, val shlichus dam; number three, val shua shav; number four, val gilia rais; number five, al gas haruach; number six, al gezel; number seven, al tzaras ha'ayin, on stinginess. So one by one, al lashon hara d'chsev milashni b'seisar re'ehu also atzmis. Milashni b'seisar means someone who speaks lashon hara. Atzmis is a lashon of muchlat, like we discussed yesterday, that you're going to be like a mitzora muchlat. Al shvichus dam d'chsev. Where do I find that tzaras relates to shvichus damim? Because after Yoav killed Avner ben Ner, who David HaMelech cursed him, and he said, "Va'al yikaris mi beis Yoav zov u'mitzora," that there's going to be tzaras in his family. Why? Because he committed murder. Val shvashav d'chsev. Where do we find that shvashav leads to tzaras? Because Kechasi, the Talmud of Elisha, after Elisha was merapping Naaman, the Sar Tzva of Aram, from his tzara'as, he refused to take matanos, and Gehazi ran after him, and he said, "Oh, Elisha sent me to accept matanos," because Gehazi wanted the matanos. Vayomer Naaman, ho'el kach kikarim. Here it's a swear that Elisha sent you, and then you could take kikaros kasef, and Gehazi swore about it falsely, and he took the kesef. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "V'tzaras Naaman tidbak b'cha," that the tzaras of Naaman now attached itself to Gehazi as a result of that avera of shua shav. Val gilia rayas. Where do we find that it relates to gilia rayas to uksiv? Because when Paro Melch Mitzrayim took Sari Imenu into his house, it says, "Ve'inag Hashem is Paro negayim," that he had negayim, he had tzaras, because he had taken an eshes ish into his home. Val gas haruach. Where do we see that gaiva leads to tzaras to uksiv? Because the pasuk says, "Ubecheskoso gavali bo ada hashchis vayimul b'Hashem elokav." So we, in the hemshich, is v'tzaras zorcha b'mitzcho, that because of the gaiva he had tzaras. V'ala gezel d'chsiv. Where do we find it relates to gezel? Because by neged tzaras that comes on a person's house, the pasuk says v'tziva kohen ufinu es habayis tana. And about that pasuk, who kanas mamun? With the brisa tells us who kanas mamun sheinu shalo yava kohen v'yafazer mamono. Since he took other people's money, so the coin's going to come and he's going to spread out. He's going to bring all of the kelim out of his house. The whole world is going to see everything that he owns. V'al tzoras ha'ayin, and about stinginess, d'chsiv, the same parsha says, uva asher lo habayis v'tam d'be Rabbi Shmuel, and it was taught in the Mishnah of Rabbi Shmuel. What do we learn from the phrase asher lo habayis? Mi shemiyuchad beiso lo, that a person who kept his house only for himself, he didn't share it to try to do achnas tzarchin. So, frankly, Gemara Eini, is that true that negayim comes about because of lashon hara? V'ha amar Rabbi Anani bar Sasa lama nisku parshas big tekuna leparshas karbanos? Why is it that in parshas tetzaveh the big day kahuna are mentioned together with the karbanos of the miluhim where Aaron and his children were mechunach for the avoda and the beis hamikdash? Lomer lecha, to tell you that there's a connection between karbanos and big day kahuna. Ma karbanos mechaperin af big day kahuna mechaperin. That just like karbanos are mechaper, big day kahuna also have the koach of kapara for averos. Shitim Betzes wonders about the Gemara's kasha. Certainly, the punishment of tzara'as for a misapra lashon hara is if he didn't do tshuva. Big dekun is mechaper only on someone who did tshuva. Otherwise, why would Klal Yisrael ever have gone into galus? As long as we still have functioning beis hamikdash, we should have had kapara for everything. So the Gemara first analyzes, though, what each meaning. So the Gemara's question was: Is it really true that Megon comes about because of lashon hara? Well, I thought that big day kuna mechaper for everything, including lashon hara. That's the Gemara's question, and therefore you shouldn't need tzaras to take care of your lashon hara. Your big day kuna take care of lashon hara. So that's what the Shidduch Vessel points out. It's difficult to understand the kasha. There's a big difference between being mechaper before tshuva and being mechaper after tshuva. But still, the Gemara is going to finish off the question over here. Ksones mechaperes al shvichas damim. D'chsiv veit plus a ketones badam. Ksones relates to shvichas damim because by the Achei Yosef it says that they took the Kasonis pasim and they dipped it badam. So you see it relates to dam. Mechnasayim mechaper mal gili arayis. Mechnasayim is mechaper for gili arayis. D'chsiv va'asalem michnesei vad lechasos basar erva. The mechnasayim cover the basar erva. Mitznefes mechaperes al gasei haruach lebetz nefes is mechaper for gaiva. Rabbi Chanina, Dam Rabbi Chanina, yavo davar shebegova lebetz nefes, which rests on the top of the kohen's body on his head, the chaper al maisa gova, and it will be mechaper for the gaiva that the person feels for elevating himself. And that's what Marsha explains. When we cover our heads, when we wear a yarmulke, it brings about Yerushamayim. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav. And Yerushamayim is the opposite of Gaiva. Yerushamayim is the most humbling experience to have. So the Mitznefes, which covers the head, is a mechaper for Gaiva, which is the opposite of Yerushamayim. Avnei mechaper es hodir olev. The Avnei is mechaper for Yuburim. Ahecha di'isei. And that's why it goes on that part of the body, on the heart. Choshen mechaper aladinim. Choshen is mechaper for failure in dine mamonis. The chsiv asisa choshen mishpat. So you see, the choshen relates to mishpat. Marsha explains that's what the pasuk means. Venasa aronis mishpat bnei Yisrael al lipo. Venasa means that he's nosi the avonos of mishpat, that he bears the burden of these sins al libo, on his heart, when he wears the choshen. Eifon mechaper avodah zarah. The eifon is mechaper for avodah zarah. Dichsiv ein eifod utrafin. Because the pasuk says regarding the time after the Churban Beis Hamikdash and the Golus, it says ki yam rabim yashu bnei Yisrael ein melech ve'ein sar ve'ein zevach ve'ein matzeva ein eifod utrafin. So because there's no Kohen wearing the Eifod, that's why we have the Avon of the Trafim, namely we have Avodah Zarah. Mi'il mechaper al Lashon Hara. The Mi'il is mechaper for Lashon Hara. And this is the reason we're bringing this whole passage, that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavu Dover Shebekon, let something that makes noise, namely the Mi'il, which has bells in it and makes noise, v'yichaper al HaMaisa HaKol, and let it be mechaper for someone who makes a lot of noise, for someone who speaks a lot of Lashon Hara. So how is it that the Mi'il's noise relates to a Baal Lashon Hara? So in the Akedah, the Baal HaAkedah explains in a number of ways. Number one, he says the bells that are on the edge of the Mi'il would have in a Rimon Shel Tcheles and Argaman and Tala Shani, and a clapper of the bell would be mashmiya a very faint noise. And that's Merame, is that a person shouldn't be Mefarsim everything he says. He should try to do things faintly. So it's interesting, you know, you should try to be more understated or more quiet, because as far as bells go, these were like the quietest bells in the history of bells. So it turns out that what the remez is really about, according to the Akedah, is not the noise that the bells make, but how little noise the bells make. Second thing he says, that these bells were mashmiya kol inside the rimonim. A rimon is a pri whose inside is much better than its outside. So anytime a person's mashmiya kol, it should be with good things, where there's good content hidden in every single thing that you said, that a person is going to think about it, and he's going to think more highly of the other person. And another remez in the rimon, the Chazal always say that rekim shavi Yisrael are like a rimon, because they're mali mitzvos ki rimon. And that's a remez, that a person shouldn't look for negative things to say about other people. He should always find how every single Jew is mali mitzvos ki rimon, and in that way he'll only see the positive in other people. Tzitz mechaper al maisa azepanim. The tzitz is mechaper for people who have chutzpah. Ksiv hacha v'hayal meitzach aron, ksiv hasam u'meitzach ishazona hayalach. So you see, meitzach is a lashon of chutzpah. But bottom line is, all of this was one long question, that why is it that sara'as is mechaper for lashon hara? Don't we see that the bigdei kuhuna, that the me'il is mechaper for lashon hara? Says Gemara, lo kasha. That's not a kasha at all. It's not a stira. Hada ahanu maisav. One is where his lashon hara worked and it caused a fight that it caused damage to the person that he spoke about. And ha, and the other meimros, dilo ahanu maisav. He spoke lashon hara, but it didn't work. I ahanu maisav asu nagoyim alei. When does he need to have tzaras if his lashon hara was damaging? And the lo ahanu maisav mi'il mechaper. And if his lashon hara was not damaging, then the mi'il is going to be mechaper. So the Gemara asks in Rav Hanani from somewhere else. Okay, fine. Now we've justified why it is that we need both the mi'il and we need sara'as to be mechaper for lashon hara. But there's a third thing. V'am Rabbi Simon, Am Rabbi Shom Levi. Shnei dvarim l'matzinu lehem b'karbanos kapara, b'davarach matzinu lehem kapara. There are two things that there's no korban to be mechaper for them, but we do find other things to be mechaper for them. Shvichus damim u'lashon hara. Murder and lashon hara. Shvichus damim be'egla aruf.
Rufa, we find that there's kapara with the Agla Rufa for Shvich Zav. Lashon Hara, the Ketores. And Lashon Hara, we find by the Ketores, is Mechaper. Titania, Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina taught, Lamanu the Ketores, Shemechaperes. We find the Ketores is Mechaper for an Avera. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayitin as Ketores, Vayichaper Allah'am, that the Pasuk says that Aaron took what Moshe said, and he ran to the Kahal, and the Negev had begun, and he took the Ketores, and that was Mechaper on the Am. Tanud be Rabbi Shmuel, Alma Ketores Mechaperes, Alashon Hara, because the Pasuk says that this is this week's parsha. This is a Daf Yomi coincidence that he was Osik in the Machlokas of Korech Vadaso, which was Lashon Hara that they spoke about Moshe and Aaron, and that's what the Ketores was Mechaper for. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yovu Dover Shabachashai, let something that comes in Sinna, that comes very quietly, which is Ketores. At the time they were Makter in the Beis HaMikdash, no one was in the Heichal, the Echaper al Maisa Chashai, and let it be Mechaper for Lashon Hara, which people whisper and people speak very quietly. So Kasha Shrichos Damim, Shrichos Damim, there's a stira between Rabbi Nani, who said that the Ketones is Mechaper for Shrichos Damim, and Rabbi Shubba Levi, who says that Egla Rufa is Mechaper for Shrichos Damim, and Kasha Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. And there's also a stira between Rabbi Anani, who says that the Mi'il is Mechaper for Lashon Hara, and Rabbi Shubba Levi, who says that the Ketores is Mechaper for Lashon Hara. Says, Mar Shrichos Damim, Shrichos Damim, Lo Kasha. It's not a stira when it comes to Shrichos Damim, it's talking about two circumstances. Ha Di Man Katlai, Ha Dilai Di Man Katlai. Rabbi Anani says that the Ketores is Mechaper for Shrichos Damim, that's when we know who killed the guy. Egla Rufa is in a very specific circumstance when we don't know who killed the guy. Says, well, wait a second, if we know who killed the guy, then there's another onesh. Then you need Misas Beis Din in order to be Mechaper. Yeah, b'mezid v'lamasrube. But what if he killed someone and he never got Hasras, so it's not going to be Misas Beis Din? That's where the Ketones comes into play, and we need the Ketones to be Mechaper. And the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, that Pei Aleph, says that if someone kills b'mezid without Asra, so we're konsonos of the keeper, we put him in a jail, and we feed him only bare sustenance, even less than bare sustenance, to the point that his stomach becomes tiny, and then we feed him barley that expands the stomach, and it causes him to blow up. So the Elah Shlomo raises the question that how could if the Tzibur didn't do this to him, which is apparently our responsibility of Ivarta Rami Kerbecha to get rid of such a guy in such a way, how could the Ketones be Mechaper? So he suggested that din is not Mekar Adin, it's Mepnei Tikkun HaOlam, and that's why it's not Ma'akev, the Kapara of the Tzibur. So, okay, so that's as far as Shvichas Damim is concerned, that is B'mez of L'Asrubei, but Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lo Kasha, the Stira in Lashon Hara is not a Stira either. Ha Bitzina, when Shubba Levi says a Ketores is Mechaper, that's Lashon Hara, that was done very quietly, like the Ketores, which is done B'chashayi, because no one is allowed to be in the Heichal at the time that we are maktir the Ketores. The Ritva explains a little differently that the chashai of the Ketores is at the time of the Ketores, the Kohen wouldn't say anything, as opposed to the Hazaos, when he's sprinkling the blood, he'd be counting out the Hazaos. So sounds like it's talking about the Ketores of Yom HaKippurim, where no one was in the Ol Moed at the time of the Ketara, and that's why it's considered Davar Sheba Chashai. So they were bothered that the Azos of Yom Kippurim were also done when there was no person in the Olmo, the Azos also. So he said, no, at the time of the Azos, the Kohen Gadol himself is being Medaber, because he's counting the Azos. Achas, achas, yachas. Whereas the Shas Haktaris, the Kohen Gadol was absolutely silent. And ha, b'farasi, when Rav Nani says that the Me'il is Mechaper for Lashon Hara, that's talking about if it was done publicly. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a number of memros about the connection between Saras and Lashon Hara. By me, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nadav, me Rabbi Chanina. Va'amri la, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nadav, chas neid Rabbi Chanina, me Rabbi Chanina, his son-in-law. Va'amri la, and some say, me Rabbi Shoben Levi, that he asked Rabbi Shoben Levi, man ishtana mitzora shamra Torah, badad yishev mechutz machanem o shavo. What does the pasuk mean when it says that the mitzora has to be away from three machanos, whereas a zav, you only send out of the machanos shechina and leviya, and a tamimet, you only send out of the machanos shechina. There's no gea bizman azeh, the Machna Shechina, we would consider the Azara. The Machna Shechina Leviya would be considered the Azara and the Har Habayis, and the Machna Shechina Leviya and Machna Yisrael would be considered the old city of Yerushalayim. And that's why when it comes to, we don't have Tsaras anymore, but we do have Tumas Ziva and we do have Tumas Mace. So a person is Tamei Tumas Mace is not allowed, right? What do we say? That a Zav is not allowed in the Machna Shechina or Leviya. That's why he's not allowed to go on Har Habayis. A Tamei Mace is allowed in Har Habayis. He's just not allowed in the Machna Shechina. That's why those who go on Har Habayis today go to the mikvah first in order to be mitar themselves from Tumas Zav, because Chazal say that every Yama Aretz has Tumas Ziva Midrabanan. Anyway, who hivdil bein ish l'ishto bein ish l're'ehu l'ficha chamer Torah b'dad yeshev? Why does he have to go outside of Shalosh Machnos and live all on his own? Because he separated between a man and his wife, between a man and his friend, so let him live a lonely existence. Amrav Yudah ben Levi, manishtana mitzora, sh'amra Torah yavi shtei tziparim l'tara. So why does a mitzora dafka have to bring two birds for his tara process? One of them is going to be shechted and the other one is going to be sent away. We don't find that by any other tumah. So Amrav Kodesh Baruch Hu, who also maisa patit l'ficha chamer Torah yavi karban patit. He did a maisa of chirping, so let him bring birds that are chirping all the time. That a person should not have hatred for others in his heart. So I might think that this just means don't do terrible things to him, don't smack him, don't curse him. No, it even means very private thoughts in your own heart. How do I know that if you see someone do something negative, you have an obligation to be mochiachim, to give him mussar, to try to stop him? Because the pasuk says hochiach tochiach, the pasuk says you have an obligation to give mussar. Hochiach velo kibel minayin shiachzor v'yochichenu. If you tried and he didn't accept it, how do I know that you have to try again? Tamalomar tochiach mikom lakom. That if it didn't work, try again. Yachal afilu mishtanim panav. I might think that that's true even if he's embarrassed by it. Tamalomar. That's why the pasuk says lo sisa alav chet. That if you give a mussar per rabbim, then it's going to be a chet. So now I might think that you should give him mussar to the point of embarrassment. I mean, the havamin is that you should be mochiachim even if he's embarrassed. That's why I said, no, you have to be careful about how you mochiach a person. Don't embarrass the person. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Tafron. Tamiyani im yesh b'dar hazeh Hashem mekabel tochecha. Im amr lo tol kisa mibein einecha, amr lo tol kora mibein einecha. He says, I wonder if anyone is able to be mekabel tochecha b'zman hazeh, because whoever is giving the mussar is not so great in his own right. Our generation is so challenged that guy's going to say, take the splinter out from between your einecha, shinecha is the girsa, between your teeth, and the other guy will say, yeah, take the beam out from between your eyes. You're even worse than I am. See, it's very hard to accept mussar from people who do the same averos, or even worse. Amr al-Bazar ben Azayit, mehani yemiyish b'dar azeshi yodeh al-ochiach. He says, I wonder if there's anyone in our generation who knows how to be mochiach in a respectful way, that because you're not allowed to embarrass the guy. So I wonder if anyone knows how to give tochacha without embarrassing the person. That sometimes Akiva got punished because of Misha Yisi Kovel, a love of Freyram and Gamliel Baribi, that I used to tell on him, Terem Gamliel, Kol Shkecho Safti Bo Ava, and Rabbi Akiva used to love me for it. L'kai Mashnemar, Al Tochech Leit, Pen Yisne'echa, Hochech L'chacham V'yehavecha. That when you give tochacha to a leit, he's going to hate you. You give tochacha to a chacham, he's going to love you. Rav Moshe writes that it's mutter to hear from one of the talmidim a davar genai about another talmid for his chinuch, just like Rav Gamliel heard from Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who's willing to listen when he told him. But Rav Moshe still thought it was not a good idea for a rebbe to make a habit of this, to try to get people, to get kids to tattle on each other. He thought that was a bad idea in terms of chinuch, and he proves it from a Gemara in Sanhedrin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be megala to Yeshua, who was ma'al in the cherim, and he said, "What v'chita leiter ani? I have to tattle on the person for you. I'm not going to do that." So you see that it's not a good idea to train kids to tattle. tattletale, even though if someone points out to the Rebbe something that one or the other Talmidim misbehave, then it's not a violation of Lashon Hara. The Rebbe is allowed to listen to such a report. A person who gives mustard to someone else and he does it l'shem shemayim, or a person who refrains from being mochiach somebody else and he does it like an anav, and the reason he's not being mochiach is not really because of anivos, but it's because he doesn't want the other guy to hate him. Hey minayu adifa, which is the better behavior? So amalei v'lo modis da anav l'shma adifa. Well, if it was anav l'shma, wouldn't everyone agree that that's better than tochcha l'shma? Tamamar anav gadol mikulam. Anav is the greatest of all midos. In terms of valuable midos, there's nothing more valuable than anava. Shalol l'shma nami adifa. And therefore, since anava l'shma is so valuable, anava shalol l'shma is also very valuable because of the famous Maim Chazal that appears in a few places, including Maseches Pesachim. Damar v'damar rav lol miyasakad mitar mitzos af pi shalol l'shma, shemitach shalol l'shma bal l'shma, that a person should be engaged in Torah mitzos even if it's shalol l'shma, because by doing it shalol l'shma, ultimately it will turn out to be l'shma. So if you do shalol l'shma, the aniva shalol l'shma, you'll get to the higher madrega of anava l'shma, which is the highest mile in the world. So hechi dami tochecha l'shma, what would be an example of tochecha that's l'shma, the anava shalol l'shma, and how is what's an example of anava shalol l'shma? Kiyad rafuna v'chir barav haviyas v'kemed Shmuel, they were sitting in front of Shmuel learning Torah. Amr lechir barav, so chir barav said to Shmuel, chazimar de kometzair li, look, rafuna's bothering me and he's hitting me, he's bothering me. So Rafuna accepted upon himself in front of Shmuel that he's not going to be Mitzayer Rebbe Chiya Barav anymore. Bas was enough after Rebbe Chiya Barav left. Amrlei, so Rafuna said to Shmuel, Hachi v'hachi ka'avid. This is what Chiya Barav did, things that were inappropriate, and that's why I was Mitzayer him. So Amrlei, Shmuel said to Rafuna, Milo matile ba'an pei. Why didn't you tell me this in front of his face when he said, when he told me that you were being Mitzayer him? Amrlei, so he said, Chasli de looks of Sari to Rav al yadai. I was embarrassed. I didn't want to. Chalila, that I would embarrass the son of Rav directly. So that's why I didn't respond when he was here. And that's another shalol l'shma, because that he refused to embarrass him because of the kavod of his father. That's considered to be another shalol l'shma. Okay, so we had said that even if a person is mochiach somebody else and he doesn't listen, we had said before, you have to continue to try to be mochiach him. So the Gemara says, to what extent? The Gemara is going to raise the question, ad heichad tochecha, to what extent do you have to continue to try to be mochiach? Rav amar ad hakoa, until the guy is ready to hit you, then you can stop being mochiach. Shmuel amar ad klola, until he curses you. Rabbi Yochanan amar ad nezifa, until he gets angry, but he doesn't hit you, he doesn't curse you, but you see that he's getting very angry. So says Mar Kitanai. This is actually Machlokas Tanai. Reb Lazar Mar Atakar, Reb Shom Mar Kala, Benazi Mar Anizifa. All three shitos are found in Tanai. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak Shloshtan Mikra Echad Darshu. They all learn it from the same pasuk. They just darshan the pasuk differently. The Shaul HaMelech was very jealous of David, and he thought that David was being worried by Malchus, and he wanted to kill David. And Yonasan, Shaul's son, tried to prevent his father from chasing after David. So pasuk says, "Vayichar Avshal b'Yonasan, vayomer lo ben na avas hamardus." And then Yuksiv, the pasuk goes on to say, "Vayatzal Sholas hachanis olav lahakoso," that he took the spear to kill him, and that's when Yonasan stopped speaking about David. So Gemara explains the machlokas. Laman di amar haka dichsiv lahakoso. The one that says that you stop when he's ready to strike, that's because the pasuk says lahakoso. Laman di amar klala dichsiv levashtachol levashas ervasimecha. The one that says that it's up until the point of cursing is because Shaul HaMelech said that this is a boshes of ervas imecha. He cursed him that it's going to bring him busha. And if you say that it's up until he gets angry, the pasuk says vayicharav Shaul. So says Umar, wait a second. Mandi Amar nezifa haksiv hakol klala. Wait a second. If you hold it, you're only allowed to do it until he gets to the point of nezifa. What do you do with the fact that there actually was haka'a and klala in the pasuk about Shaul? Meaning meaning it went further than just Nazifa. It says, well, yeah, shiny hasam, dagav chavrusi yisir, dahava bei liyahonasan b'david, masar nafshe tvei. You're right, but he didn't have to go that far, but because of the special love that Yonasan had for David, he went even further in giving the Musa to try to get Shaul to stop. Ad heichon le'ishana d'machsan yishlo. To what extent does a person have to keep the same lodgings when he goes, when he passes through a town again? Rav amar, adaka'u ishmol amar shef shilu keilav l'achorev. Rav says, until the point where the host is ready to strike you, and Shmuel says, until the balabayis throws your clothing out into the street, meaning only if he's that bad of a host do you not go back to him. Look, if he's hitting you, everyone would agree, you don't have to keep on going back. If he's throwing your stuff out into the street, everyone agrees that you can go somewhere else. Keep pligi. What's the machlokes about? Let's say he is not really hitting you, he's only hitting your wife. So Marsav or Shmuel holds, since he's not bothering you, what do you care? And the other opinion says, no, that's going to cause him to fight with the balabais, it's not going to be worth it. Needless to say, this passage is extremely difficult to understand. If he's hitting your wife, there's a havamina that you're allowed to stay at the guy's house. The Mashal raises the question, how is it ola al hadas that you don't have to be choshesh for the tsar that your wife is suffering when this guy is striking your wife? A person has to be, the Gemara tells us, a person has to be mechabed as ishto yosem migufo. So there's no way that you're allowed to allow the guy to be mevazah her, and certainly not to strike her. So the Achronim have different suggestions. In the Chakanasin it says that when it says mechabed yosem migufo, it means to get her nicer clothing and things like that. But when there's a chashash that he's going to suffer his own reputation, then you don't have to be mechabed her. Still very difficult. So the Ein Elio says that we must be talking about where your wife is not coming with you on the future trips. You're coming yourself, so there's no concern. Of course you have to protect your wife, but your wife is going to be, your wife is not going to be there anyway. And others suggest that no, it's not talking about your wife, he's striking his own wife, so should you continue to stay at his house even though this guy is such a lowlife that he strikes his own wife? So different suggestions, but it certainly can't mean what it sounds like it means. Anyway, the kol kach lama, why do you have to work so hard to stay at the same place? Damamar achsenai pogem v'nifkam. An achsenai who leaves the balabais and goes somewhere else is pogem the cover of the balabais, and he's nifgam in his own kavod, because people say that these two people, it's so terrible that they're unable to live together, they're unable to be together. Where do we find in the Torah that a person should stay at the same lodgings? Shneimar, because by Avram Avinu it said when he came back to Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, it says Adam Makom Asher Hayisham Alo B'tchila. Rabbi Yosef B'chilim Mehachar. Rabbi Yosef B'chilim says it's based on a different pasuk, Vayelech L'masa. They would go in the same way that he would normally travel. He was not Mishana, the makom that he would normally stay at. My binayu, ikub binayu, achsanai dakrai. What's the difference between these two psukim? The difference between them, a person is a person who only goes derech mikra in a certain house. Is he allowed to be Mishana his place? According to Rav that we learned from Ahalo, it sounds like it was dafka a makom that Avram Avinu had an achsanya kavua that he was makbid to stay, but not in a place where it just happened one time. Whereas Rabbi Yosef b'Chinin learns from Lemasa of, sounds like even if it just happened one time, he's not allowed to be Mishana, the place that he stays. Okay, we're ready a little bit over time, so we're going to stop here, and Bez Hashem will begin at Amar Rabbi Yochanan tomorrow.